This podcast is offered by Jikoji Zen Center on the web at jikoji.org. Our programs are made possible by donations from people like you.
And if you want to come a little bit closer, that's fine. There is a tradition of with a shiso. Sometimes instead of like coming to your seat, coming right up in front of the shiso, either in choki, which means on the knees, or on seiza. And when you ask the question, whether you're asking from your seat or right in front of the shiso, when you're asking your whole question, keep your hands in dasho. Okay. And when the shiso finishes her answer, then you and the shiso bow to one another. So that's generally the kind of flow. Okie dokie.
So we go. Should we move the mat coming forward?
I think this room.
You have a question?
Will you explain the stick?
It will be explained by the shiso in a moment. So be patient.
I just have to say Happy Mother's Day, Mom.
This is a good time for us to consider our questions to the shiso. So we can consider how to ask, what to ask. You can ask from your personal experience. You can inquire the shiso about her understanding of the Dharma. You can inquire the shiso about her understanding of the topic of relationship and self. The benchi, the person who's drinking the water, is the shiso's assistant. She's rather busy. So.
This is the Dharma staff, 5 feet long. Once a black snake at Vulture Peak, it became the Udumbara flower, which blooms only once every 3,000 years. Anything of beauty and radiance takes time, takes care, takes devotion. At Shaolin Temple, it erupted into the five petals of Zen. Sometimes it is a great dragon devouring heaven and earth. Sometimes a Vajra sword like Manjushri's cutting through ignorance, greed, delusion, and our pesky identities. Now the staff is in my hands. Though just a mosquito biting an iron bull, I cannot give it away. Dear Sangha, serious, silly, sublime, lovable, luminous Sangha, dragons and elephants, let us call forth the Dharma. Give me your questions.
Benji, you can start with your question. No, if you want.
My question is, in choosing this path, how can one be sure of themselves that we're doing it for the right reason? That this isn't, another attachment or another mask. How can we be sure?
You more talking. Use the sleeve of that old lay robe to polish that question. May your life go well.
Anyone, please come forward.
Do we need to go forward or can I come?
You can do it right from your seat as well.
But someone is coming.
You're looking at me?
So, as a teacher who is teaching students to study the self, how do you guide them such that they may be more free from their selves rather than more attached to the self?
Dear sister, if you see your transient selves in process, then you're just like a drop in the ocean coming and going. The ocean is not a characterless void. It's full of everything, including this thing you call yourself. May your life go
up.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
Susho.
In Kisha Kotami's quest for the mustard seed, what was it she found? She found birthing, dying, all together. Yeah, let's go up.
If anyone doesn't want to come here, they can also just say Shuso from their seat, and that's okay too.
And we'll see if she responds.
Come.
Shuso.
Hi.
It's wonderful. My God. So, hey.
Hey.
Dear friend, you have this wonderful stick in your hands. Yeah, there it is. And so, how will you discern how and when to use it as you teach?
All I can do is listen with my whole being and yours and everyone else's too.
Beautiful.
May you love your life, Joel.
May you love your life. You already do. I have to work on it.
This is true, not a lie.
So, what is the self to let go when there's no self to begin with?
Can I use this stick?
Yeah.
May your life go well.
Do the other shoulders.
Oh, yeah, that's a good idea. I hope I'm getting the acupressure point.
It's really good. Joel, that's a good demonstration.
It's just become a Kawasaki.
Yeah, do more later.
Shuso, when does Blue Jay wake up?
You shouldn't ask that with a stick in my hand. Who's the Blue Jay? May your life go well.
Something about weed. Just
a little sound.
Why is it raining, Shuso?
Because we pulled the weed yesterday.
Thank you so much.
Shuso? Without those robes,
without that stick, who are you?
You're looking at her. May your life go well. You afraid it's TikTok?
I just sent this question has been floating around in my head for a long time, actually. Maybe you can answer it. It was posed by Stephen Wright. He said, if you were in a car and you were going with the speed of light and you turn your headlights on, would anything happen? I have another question after that too.
Open your eyes, you'll find out.
What was that?
Open your eyes to find out.
Open your eyes. And what is the nature of obsession?
You're not going to like the answer. Self-reverence.
Self-reverence.
May your life go well.
Shusho always demanded to come here.
Thank you.
And my question still remains, is helping others also helping self?
Is that a question? Is helping others helping self? Don't you know this? Is there a difference? Is there any separation between us? Tenzo.
No.
There you go.
You're all mine.
May you love your life, friend. Ocean Sun. Hi.
Shuso.
Hi.
Self and other. No old age, no death, no end to old age and death. How are we going to grow old together?
We will grow old together in this lifetime and forever and ever and all lifetimes to come.
You sure?
I'm sure, sweetie. May our lives go well. David, whose life I, no, Jim, whose life I just saved outside.
Yes, thank you.
No, yeah. I'm kidding.
Shuso.
Hi.
This is a question about words and therefore definitely not serious. But I'm a word fiend and have some linguistics training, although I only speak English competently. And so I've been curious about this usage of the word awakening and enlightenment. Mm-hmm. My prepared question involved a quotation from Suzuki Roshi, but I cannot remember it. So that's just my question is, what is the difference, if any?
between
awakening and enlightenment. Hmm.
Are you breathing?
That you reminded me.
Are you here?
I am.
Is there anything else?
No.
May your life go well.
Shuso, serious question. When I am working to support others in the Dharma path, and I find myself drowning in anxiety, how do I remind myself, no self?
Mm-hmm. I would take care of the self with love and compassion. That self, take loving care, and the rest will take care of itself. Life will go well.
If people have a second question, they've already asked a question.
No, they can't. Yes, they had their shot.
I make the rules around Michael.
Michael Sheen's question.
Okay. Michael, can you unmute?
Susho, what was your face?
I can't hear him.
Okay.
I'm unmuted, but I can't hear him.
Can you do turn your sound on?
My sound is on.
Can you hear me now?
Michael, say something. I know
can you hear me?
You can hear me.
Can
you?
Now
I can.
You fine. Okay.
Hi, Susho. Michael. Hey.
What was your face before your parents were born?
Hey, another one with a face. Sweetie, you're looking at it. You tell me. May your life go well.
Thank you, Susho.
Fish, son.
Can you hear me?
Bill. I can hear you, Bill.
Susho.
Hi.
10 years ago, I asked this question at the Susho investiture of Peter Shearson at the Emptiness Zendo in North Fork, just about 10 miles from where I am now. The question was, based on the reaction of Yun Yan, Dong Shan, to his teacher after he left him, he wrote a poem. He said, "Today I am walking alone, yet everywhere I see him, he is no other than me. That is the way I understand it." And I can't remember what Peter's answer to that was, and that was 10 years ago. So I'm hoping you can remind me of the answer to that question. I can repeat it. Everywhere.
No, it's okay. Fish, sun, everywhere I go, I see you.
And I see you.
May your life go well, friend. Wait, wait, wait. Is this your second question, sir? So let me get some of the people online, okay? But we'll come back. Sorry. No, Shusan.
Shuso.
Hi.
John Cage compels me to ask this question.
Yoshi-san. May you love your life, Bob. Randy, Jelly Roll.
My new Dharma name. Happy Mother's Day, Shusho. Something we chant every morning, far beyond form and emptiness, da, 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 da. Where is the seed of motherhood in that field?
Where is it not?
That's why I'm here, not there.
May your life go well.
No. My wife is here. She's the mother of my children. I would not be.
Thank you for honoring your wife.
Or yeah. Okay.
Yeah. You go bow at her.
They rule the roost.
Okay, we're not going there, ready?
Thank you.
Peter, hi.
Hi, Shuso.
Hi.
We chant beyond, beyond, beyond the beyond. What is that?
I'm going to have to quote our founder. Everything is falling apart. Everything is falling apart, completely falling apart, and there's nothing we can do about it. May your life go well. Awesome.
In the Heart Sutra, we chant this whole thing at the end, the great mantra, Gate Gate Parasam Gate.
Paragate Parasam Gate Bodhisattva.
How come we never chant it?
Didn't I just ask that?
Oh, he did?
We never chanted?
Not like a mantra, you know, like a over and over and over and over.
Every time we say the sutra.
Right.
Don't you chant it every day, several times a day? Get on that.
Shuso. This is another Mother's Day question. What did the stone woman give birth to?
Did balancing. Let go out.
Thank you.
Open.
She's so. May I have just one more moment of your attention?
Forever and ever. May your life go well, friend. Tova-chan, did you have a question?
I got her in trouble.
Joel says you have a question, Tova. I guess you have a question, Tova.
My heart is full of questions. What do we do in the silence? Shuso.
I only know one thing to do, Tova, and that's to listen. Listen for the subtle, nuanced call. Listen, 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 listen. Pay attention to what you hear. May you choose life, Tova. Daryl.
Thank you, Shisel. I have a two-part question. The first part is, am I here? The second part is, if I am here, why am I here?
Well, Daryl, you're definitely here. I don't know where you are, but you're here. And there are no why questions allowed in Zen. Didn't anyone tell you that? No whys. But you're here. I promise you, you're here. You're here, Daryl, like right next to me.
Thank you, Shiso.
May your life go well.
Shiso, if there are no whys, why are there wise guys?
Please, can I use a stick?
It's your stick right now.
I don't want to hurt you because I love you.
But we need wise guys. We need wise guys. Thankfully, there's a spelling difference. May your life go well. Tell it.
What's the question to your answer?
Todd, who is the song of the bird? Good luck.
I heard the song of the lunch bell.
I did hear the lunch bell. Chuck song.
Shuso, which is more important, the practice of Zazen or the study of the Dharma?
No difference. May your life go well.
to Sue?
Yes.
I have a question. So people at my age, we're trying to compete over a lot of things with a lot of people. I really want to know who are we actually competing against and what are we competing for?
It's a really good question. Who is it that's competing?
Well, who am I?
Right. Who is that one? May your life go well.
Thank you.
You don't have any more, Todd? No, I'm just kidding.
Laura needs.
Laura.
Shuso, is there anything that is not transient?
Wow. Can I say yes? Where are you, Laura? You moved. There you are.
Go for it. Sure.
Just this, but it's gone. Just this again, but it's gone. Just this, but it's gone. Mm-hmm. May your life go well.
And yours.
Thank you.
Shuso.
Hi.
Why are Soto Zen chants monotone?
Because you and I are one. May your life go well. Come on, people, bring it on. Nothing left?
I was going to say this is pretty easy for you.
No, it's not. Yes, it is.
And so my practice period partner had a question, but she's not asking, so it must be empty. Mm-hmm. What do you say, Annie?
You, Joe, your practice period partner wants you to ask a question, but you don't have to. I love you no matter what.
Shuso. Sister Nen.
Hi. Yes, Sister Yujo.
I think it's my practice partner who had the question.
Good job. May your life go well, Em.
And yours.
Shuso.
1 second, Kaveh. There's one right here, okay? 1 second.
From the safety of my chair, my real curiosity after the things I was wondering about before, Suzuki Roshi wrote this very good book, Zen Mind and Beginner's Mind. And I've been curious reading this part. This is the final chapter of Buddha's enlightenment. I'm very glad to be here on the day Buddha attained enlightenment under the Bo tree. When he attained enlightenment under the Bo tree, he said, quotation marks, "It is wonderful to see Buddha nature in everything and in each individual," exclamation point, quotation marks. What he meant was that when we practice Zazen, we have Buddha nature, and each of us is Buddha himself. And the curiosity being third grade humor, words, and linguistics, this use of the term Buddha nature in a quotation, obviously, all the things in between, what's going on here?
Mm-hmm. In a minute or two, Jim, I'm going to apologize for all these words, because nothing that I would want to share with you could be expressed in our beloved words. May your life go well.
Thank you.
Kaveh.
First of all, thank you for your wise and beautiful answers throughout. And the second thing is, somebody asked is about, Laura asked about transience. And you said justice, because impermanence is permanent in a sense. It doesn't, there's always impermanence. Is awareness transient?
Everything's flowing. I don't think you can hold on to anything. Have you been able to yet?
No.
Just moving. It's moving and expressing through you and you through it. There's that merging moment of awareness, right?
Yeah, but as far as I
don't think you can.
As far as I see, there's no beginning. There's no end to awareness, even though I may not be aware of it. I'm wondering what you think.
Yeah, I think that a little humility is in order.
Humility? Thank you.
Humility.
Humility? Thank you. Is that what you see?
Yeah.
I see that too. Thank you.
May you enjoy your life, Kaveh.
Thank you.
Tova-chan, I see you.
Shuso,
yes.
I see you and I see your family here online. I know that family is everywhere. How do you walk in the world?
Tova, keep your heart propped open, and everyone is family. May your life go well, my friend.
Doris.
Michael.
Susho, is Zen a religion? And how is it a religion? If not, how is it not a religion?
Oh my gosh, you know, my son Theo's in the room. And this is the argument we have almost every time I see him. Your mileage may vary, Michael. May your life go well. Theo just gave me a thumbs up. Thank you, Theo-chan. Oh, I shouldn't call you Chan now that you're in Japanese. You know it's San. Dear Sangha, near and far and here and there, I owe you all an apology. I did not expect to be appointed Shuso. I know nothing, and anything I do know, I would not be able to express in words. But those of you who know me know I'm going to keep trying. I hope you will wash my words from your ears. You have to find out for yourself anyway. It's nothing I can give you, but I give you all of me. So I hope there's enough water in the Pacific and in the Atlantic for you to wash all the words out of your ears. Okay? Do that. Listen to yourself, not me. Or as Leonard Cohen would say, listen to the hummingbird.
Was it the stick speaking through you?
Hmm?
Was it the stick speaking through you?
It was everything, not just the stick. I think I have to return this to you. First, I want to say, Shoho Sama. Water does not wash water.
Gold is not changed for gold. Ignoring its color, obtain a fine horse. Enjoy the sound of the lute without its strings. Tying knots, divining the sticks. Now there is this matter. Utterly lost is pure, is innocent, is ancient mind. Everything returns to the sea.
Thank you for listening to this podcast offered by Jokoji Zen Center. Our Dharma talks are offered free of charge, and this is made possible by the donations we receive. Your support helps us to continue to offer the Dharma. For more information about Jokoji, please visit us on the web at jokoji.org.